Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You been listening to our conversations?
Yes. Interesting to hear the comparisons you make to yourself. As a little square box, when in fact you should see yourselves as an expansion of all things.
I didn't actually mean that I know what you're saying, and I accept what you're saying, but what I meant was, these global, big companies want to keep individuals in a little box. And I was saying we should open the lid to the box.
Yes, I understand what you say. But I am speaking generally to all of you.
Right.
Yes,
of course, there are always those in power who will try to keep people where they would like them. That is not anything of doubt. That is a fact in your world, especially today.
Yes.
But what interests me more is to listen to you all agree with one another, to be a unit of hope, units of knowledge. And we know in our world how interested you all are in things gone by. And I am being told that this discussion in another way has been given to you before. There is no greater joy than knowing yourselves. There is no better history than yourselves. So I would like you, when you discuss all of these topics, and it is very interesting for you, but I would like you to think what you really feel. Not to use the brain so much, but to feel. It is a simple message I bring to you.
Yes,
and
you.
One that I hope will make you think just a little more about all the information that is available to you in this world of yours.
Personally, myself, if I've had too much information, then occasionally I feel like wishing that I could run away from it and just be myself and be on my own and to grow.
But you have to give yourself time.
Mm.
You are the owner of your time. Are you not?
Yes.
And no matter how busy your everyday lives are, that is not the factor which drives you. What should drive you is the inner knowledge that you already have. You all have innate knowledge. You all have knowledge that belongs to past times. Think upon those things, and you will begin to see a change within yourself. Anyway, I do not wish to intrude any longer on your evening.
No, I don't feel it's an intrusion whatsoever.
Well, I thank you all for those words.
Can you tell us your name?
My name is Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Come again.
Thank you. It is always a pleasure to listen to a group of people who are sitting in harmony, who are sitting to find the knowledge that they seek. But remember the few words I have given you.
Yes,
yes, we will.
Yeah.
So the answer to this life is our, we've brought with us from past lives.
Partly.
So the answer to our way
but
forward.
But no matter what lives that you have, no matter how you expand and grow, you should always know that all knowledge is within you. As you say at the beginning, you have to open the lid. Not just to physical knowledge, not to the knowledge of the world.
No, you're talking spiritual knowledge.
I am speaking of both.
Right.
And if you talk with feeling, then it's accessing that spiritual knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you will attract those people to you who will guide you along that pathway.
I think also when you stop living with too much information, you actually no longer want too much of it, outside information. It's because you become very involved in your own development, I suppose.
That's exactly what I was describing.
And it feels more like an intrusion, I think, the physical knowledge. It's not many sort of will appreciate that in this world, but it's it can feel like a noise sometimes.
Yes, the more pure and refined you become as spiritual beings, the less physical earthly knowledge you will need.
Yeah, you can be more choosy into what you, like I was saying about the pyramids, it fires the imagination.
Yes.
So you can be more, you know, particular in what you feel right that sits with you to expand upon.
Yes.
But we are physical beings, and so we need a certain amount of knowledge. It's just
you will always be curious beings. Always. It is part of the human acceptance. So yes, you will always seek knowledge. But what I am trying to tell you is that there is a bigger extension of knowledge. More important knowledge, and in a way the most simplest of knowledge.
And I think it helps a lot to be able to connect with like-minded people.
Yes, of course. That is why we try to influence each one of you, that you might make your pathway to join with the people that you would know and understand well. We are always influential in those matters.
Thank you.
And now, I hope I have not taken too much of your time.
Not at all. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Yeah. Come again any time.
As he's leaving behind like beams of light, like flashes of light.
He was a deep one, wasn't he?
Yes, I was surprised he gave a name actually.
Yeah, I wondered if you would.